Kumlen in a block Gemara, we are up to Dav Kuf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, the last block of Mefanin. So the last thing we were learning about was a woman who gave birth, and it seems to be an argument as to what she's permitted, and we talked about the time when her womb is open, when everything is a sakana, and when the time womb is closed, we paskin like Mazuta that says when the womb is open, even if she says, I don't need it. But her friend says she does, we will be Mechal Shabbos, and then after that period when it's closed, if she says, I need it, then we will allow her. The Rishayim talk about, even if she says she doesn't need it, and her friend says they don't need it, but a doctor says she does, that we follow the advice of a doctor, like in the laws of Yom Kippur as well. Says the Gemara, but if the doctor says she doesn't, and she says she does, as the Ramban says, that she knows what she feels better than anybody else. Okay, so we are up to the Gemara here. We had a discussion, what's considered the time when the womb is open. So we said either when she sits down on the stool about to give birth or when she starts to bleed. Machlek is a shiny, which period is first. Basically when she's about to start giving birth. Or when her friends carry her, help her walk. Okay, now we're up to about two lines above the white lines. Ad mosai psichas akever. How long? We determined when the womb opens. When does the womb close? Amar Abaye says, Shleishes Yomim, 3 days afterwards, that's when the womb closes. Machlek is when it opened or for when she gave birth. Rava says, Mashmei Rabbi Yehuda Shiva, that we give him 7 days. But Amilan, others say, in the name of Rava, Shleishim, 30 days. Taser already wants to say they're not arguing. They're actually saying what the next piece of Gemara is saying. Amin Adoid are three phases. Chaya, woman who gives birth. There's a phase called Gimel, 3 days of certain laws. Zion, 7 days. And then Lamed, 30 days. Gimel, the first 3 days, is Mamash Sakana. Bein Omro Tzichani, Ubein Omro Loi Tzichani. Mechal in Oles Shabbos. Whether she says, I need it, whether she says, I don't need it, you Mechal Oles Shabbos. That's the first 3 days. And we said before, you try to mitigate, because that's by giving, you know, a woman who gives birth is a natural thing. So we try to mitigate the Easter Shabbos, and whether by Ol Chaylim as well, we try to mitigate or not, as Machlek is Paskin. Zayin, 7 days only. Omrav, she says, Tzrichani Mechal Ol Shabbos. Then Mechal. Omrav, Loi Tzrichani Ein Mechal Ol Shabbos. If she says, I don't need it, or then Mila Mechal Shabbos. And Lamed, Afila Omrav, the next phase, past 7 days, Afila Omra Tzrichani, even she says, look, I need it, Ein Mechalin Oles Shabbos, she's no different than any other sick person, which is, Aval Oysin Ayide Amoy, you can have a goy. Instructing a goy to do something for you on Shabbos is an Issa Derabbanan, and when it comes to a chayla, we are matter. Machlek is poskim whether we're only matter, another Issa Derabbanan, so it's a shvus to shvus, you know, it's a double Derabbanan, or even Issum Deraisa, for a sick person, will allow you to instruct a goy to do. But a Yisrael cannot do any of that. Like Rabbi Ula, the son of Rabbi Loi. All the needs of a sick person can be done through a goy on Shabbos. We're lax with those laws of Amir Lakum. If it's not a matter of life and death, you construct a goy and tell him what to do. You tell me there's three phases, there's 3, 7, and 30. What's the phase of 30? All you told me about 30 was that we do not listen to her. So why 30 and 40 and 50 also don't listen to her? What's this thing about 30? Amin hedal litvila. That she should not go to the mikveh until the end of 30 days because she's so not 100% well and the mikveh is cold and it can have an adverse effect. Omar Ravala Amin el-Shay Bailima if the husband's not around town. Abu Bailima, if the husband's not around town, why is she going to mikveh? Because she wants to have taharas. She doesn't want to metam anything. Doesn't make any tummy. Abu Bailima, if her husband is in town, then Bailima Chama. They'll have relations, and there's, you know, some mitzvah to have relations then, and the husband will warm her up, so it'll compensate for the cold mikveh. Kiho, like there's an incident, the Bar Ted Rav Chizda, if you remember, Rava married the daughter of Chizda later on in life. The daughter of Rav Chizda, Tovla, she went to the mikveh begoitlos in Yom Yishalei from the Baila within the 30 days. Her husband Rava wasn't there, he was somewhere else. Vitz Taniya, she became very cold. Va'amtuya la'arsa, they took her bed, her lying in it, because she was not well, basre de Rava to where Rava was, lepumpadisa, over the pumpadisa, so they can have relations. And that's how she became well again. Amr ibn Mishmuel, oisin medudu l'chaya b'shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda said, Mishmuel, you're allowed to make a fire for a woman who gave birth on Shabbos, a big fire, because she has to warm up. in the winter. So we thought, this is only a special dispensation for a woman who gave birth, but not on every sick person. And only the winter when it's really cold, not in the summer. However, it's not so. As it says in Sugarayim, it's not so. It makes no difference when. Even in the summer, and even if it's any other sick person. How do I know that? Because if somebody lets blood, and then feels awful because they became very cold, will make them a flame, and didn't give birth, just the therapy of extracting blood. Even in the summer. Now that we brought the concept of Hakazas Dam, we'll talk a little bit about Hakazas Dam. It seems a very common day occurrence, and we have in Moyakot and other places, we have different dinim of how one should be careful if they extract blood, when they do it, and what they should eat afterwards, and so on. So Shmuel, right now we're talking about that afterwards you have to warm yourself up. So Shmuel, Solchale, he is to, get them to go ahead and to heat up. Tachtava de Shogah. He would make himself a very, very, if he had no wood, access to wood to make a fire, he would take very expensive wood and he would burn that. Wood from Shogah. Whatever that is, Rabbi Yehuda Tzolchale, he would use for, if he didn't have any wood, Psoida de Yavna, he would use some kind of a cedar tree, which is very expensive, and use that as a firewood to warm up. Le Rabba Tzolchale Sasifa, Rabba used to burn his chair. What about, aren't you worried about Baltashkes? You took a good chair and you ruined it. Amalei Baltashkes de Gufoi. Oddly, my body, Baltashka, is more important. You're allowed to destroy if it's for a benefit, which is more valuable. So from here you see the Baltashka in the Torah that says, it's only talking about when you're going to war, and fruit-bearing tree occurs, the Rambam says it goes to everything. This is one of the Makairis. The Baltashka applies not just to fruit-bearing tree, but anything that has a benefit, and you destroy it, you demolish it, for no purpose, is Baltashka. But this here has a purpose to take care of yourself. There's an interesting saying, from all the clothing you have, a person should sell all their assets, is basically even the beams on their house, the roof, so that they can buy to buy shoes for their feet. Rashi says the reason is because it's embarrassing to walk around barefoot in the street. Others say because it's dangerous. You have rocks and pebbles on the ground, and that's not just clothing for beauty. This is to take care of yourself. Heikis dam ve'ein l'mayechul. But yet, even though I just told you how important shoes are, you should sell the koydes beisai and yikach menalim l'raglov. But if you let blood ve'ein l'mayechul and you don't have what to eat, yimke menalim l'raglov, sell those shoes. So you can have enough to eat. Now, what should you eat? What's the most important thing to eat after you let your blood? They did that for circulation. Rav Omar Basar. The best thing to eat is meat. We'll soon see why. Yishmul Omar Yayin wine. Rav Omar Basar. Nafsha, Cholav Nafsha. You lost some of your blood, and the Nefesh of Adam, and your soul carried out in the blood. So by eating meat, which is the Nefesh of the animal, you supplant what you lost. Shmuel says, Yayin Samke, wine is red, Cholov Samke is an exchange of the red blood. Shmuel, now we'll continue talking about eating and drinking and taking care of yourself after you have Hakazah. Shmuel, B'yoyim Adav and Milsa, the day that he did something, of the late Tafshila, the Tachli. He would make himself a food out of spleen. Because spleen is meat and red. Rabbi Yechanan Shossi, he would drink Adonofik Tihye Me'oin. He would drink so much wine until the fragrance of the wine and the smell of the wine would come out of his ear. Nachman Shossi, he would drink so much Adonofik Tochle, that his spleen was swimming around. An expression was he drank a lot. Rabbi Yosef Shossi, Adonofik Merivda de Kusilta. They would use an instrument and make a hole in his body to extract the blood, and the smell should come out from that hole that they made. not the smell, actually the wine itself. Rav Mahadir Achamra, Rav would go look for wine, and within the wine category itself, he would look for special wine that really aged. Bartlosa Tarfa, that went through 3 seasons, 3 different leaves growing. In other words, wine that will age 3 years. Some say that it grew on the thing, fine 3 years, and there's a problem anyway, you have to wait because of Arlo, so they have their explanations, or just 3 years old. Wine that aged 3 years. Omar Nachman Yichol Rabbanon. Do me a favor. When you guys go out and get hakaza, Amri lebesaycha, tell your wives, Nachman ikle legabon, you need to eat a lot. And maybe for you, they're not going to cook so much. Tell the Rav Nachman, your Rebbe is coming to visit. And of course, out of their cheder samid, they'll make a whole sumptuous meal. And therefore, you're tricking your wife, but you're allowed to, because it's sakana, and you need to eat a very healthy meal. And the kulu arume asuri, you're not allowed to trick anybody, even though we had a few cases before in the Gemara that you're allowed to do certain tricks. Bar mahaya rama. The following trick you're allowed to do, which is what? In the business of transactions. Mandavim Yosef Leyev Shalev. Somebody, let's say, for example, went ahead and extracted his blood and he cannot afford it.
Cutting in and out.
Oh. Okay, how about right now? Is that better? Is this better? Hello?
Try to call back. I'm gonna hang up.
Says the Gemara, V'kulu arumei asiri. You're not allowed to be deceptive to anyone, bar mahaya rama de shari, except the following deception is permitted. What is that? Man de ovid milsa, somebody who did hakaza, who extracted his, let his blood. V'layev shale, he cannot afford all of these things, the wine, everything else. So what should he do? But he needs to drink wine for his, to be healthy, or to be well, to avoid, you know, sickness. Lishko zuzem macha, let him take a coin that's rusty and old. And the laser leshev chanusa, and let him walk to 7 different stores. Adutoyim, until he tastes shiur riviyasa. He'll go to each store and says, oh, I want to buy some wine. So the first thing they do is they give you a little bit of wine in a cup so you can taste it to see whether you enjoy that vintage and so on. Drink it. And it'll be a small amount, a nominal amount. Then you give him the coin. Most storekeepers refuse to take that currency because it's hard for them to use it. And they'll send you packing. Meanwhile, you had a little wine. You go to 7 different stores, you'll have the full amount you need. And even though normal deception is forbidden, here it's not really deception because you're prepared to pay. You have the coin. Just that guy doesn't want to accept it. And if not, eat 7 dark dates, and then smear some oil on the side of your temples, and go ahead and sleep in the sun. The sun is also therapeutic, as we see in the Tradi by Yaakov. Avlid, there was a man called Avlid who was supposed to be a big philosopher or something. Asher l'Shmuel, met Shmuel, the goni b'shimshu. He was lying out there under the sun. He was taking a suntan. Omele chakimu de yudoye b'shimi avitova. Bad thing, good for you. I guess they already knew that staying in the sun too much exposure and ultraviolet rays is no good. So what are you doing in the sun here? Omele yeme de hakozahu. He said, look, today was the day I went to my doctor. I let my blood, so I have to go in the sun. The truth of the matter is velohi, it's not so. Eliika Yoima, there's one day, the Mala Bashimsha Bikul Shosa. There's only one day in the year that the sun is all day good. And it's equal to the whole year. What day is that? Yoima the Naflabet Kilvas Tamas. The day the solstice day. For us is December 21. And on that day, the sun is very therapeutic. The Sova, so why didn't he just tell that to Avlik? Loy Egale, why should I give away our secrets that we know about nature? Interesting that even something about nature decided to keep to himself and not to share it. Why? I'm not exactly sure. There's enough sun for everybody. We're heading worse than heading the Flama test. The sun shines everywhere. I'm not sure. Rabbi Shmuel Damitavayu. Rabbi Shmuel said, "Kol amekel besudas hakozes dam." If somebody treats it lightly and doesn't take care of themselves after they had their bloodletting, mekinen lemezonis hashmayim. David just says, "If so, if he doesn't take care of himself, why should I take care of him?" Omer hu al chayiv lechos, that he doesn't take care of his own life, and he echos all of either Abishah should worry about him. Not interested. Rabbi Shmuel Amitavayu said, "Hi, man, David Milso leleisav hechad ikar zika. If you had this bloodletting, do not sit somewhere where the wind is blowing. Dilma shofilei umna. You should be very careful because maybe it'll take some more blood out, and it's no, and therefore you'll be in more danger." As it is, you let your blood, you lost a lot of blood, and the wind might take out a bit more and leave you, you know, the minimum we need is a revius, might leave you less than that. But it could be that the doctor, the doctor took out most of your blood left on a revius, and then this wind came along and took out the rest. And you're putting your life in danger. Shmuel, now this is an amazing thing because I don't know how they had this. Shmuel have a rogil. He was a customer. Remember, Shmuel was a doctor also. The Ovid Milsa Bebesa, he had bloodletting in his house. Dafke in the house, he brought the doctor in to do his bloodletting. Dafke in the house, the Shev Levena Va'aricha. It had 7 bricks and a half a brick. In other words, the wall was so thick It was seven and a half bricks thick. We didn't have buildings in those days that were so thick. And Yom Echad one day, Ovid he did it, v'argish b'nafshe, and he felt uneasy or he felt unwell. Bodak, he checked the thickness of his wall, v'chasa chadarich, and a half a brick was missing, and already it affected him. Because the wind can penetrate and get through. We just said before, avoid the wind. Rabbi Shmuel Amit Ravai, Haiman Dovin Milsa, if you go ahead and you have this bloodletting, lite midi, you should go ahead and eat something, v'hodar leifik, then go out. You should eat something first, and then you go out of the house. Kodilo told me, if you eat nothing, so this is what's going to happen. If you have bloodletting, then you take a walk outside. If you come across somebody who's dead, your face will turn all colors and green. You come across a murderer. I'm not exactly sure why would you come across a murderer, but if you come across a murderer is miss, then you will die, or he will die. And e poga, and if you meet bedavar acha, you meet a pig, kasha davar acha, can bring leprosy upon yourself. Because the pigs themselves are considered lepers. And dirty animals and the leper, therefore, you are very vulnerable. Your immune system is weak, you're very vulnerable. Rabbi Shmuel Amit Avayu, Rabbi Shmuel will say, Haimand Ovid Milsa, somebody did it, went ahead and let his blood. The first thing you should do is before he stands up, at least to put to drink a little bit. And then Vahadu let him then stand up. Kodamama, we learned, hate Vahadim, the five things that cravingly miss, if you don't take care of yourself, cravingly miss a Yesim Lechaim, the border on death. The Eluhim. Ochal, if you ate a meal, the Amad stood up straight away without pausing. Shasa, you drank the Amad, you drank with your wine or something, you stood up straight away without pausing. Yoshin, you slept the Amad, then you jumped out of bed. Heikiz dam, you had hakaz of the Amad, you stood up straight away. Or Shimish mitasa, you had relations with your wife, the Amad, you stood up straight away without pausing to garner your strength. Omar Shmuel says, Pursa de damam. When you are, purse is like a half. When you cold plus and yemi, when you're young, you should do the take out the blood every 30 days from the age of 20 onwards. Ubein haprokim, the next, 40 years is a period, but half of that is 20 years. So when you're 40 years old, you mayit, you do less. And then ubein haprokim, and again another 20 years, when you're 60 years old, is yachzeve yemayit. So you do 2 months and then you do 3 months. And Bama Shmuel says, now this is interesting. everything's interesting. But this is irrelevant to Hilchos Shabbos. Shmuel says, Pursa de Dama Chad b'Shabbat. What's the ideal days of the week that one should do this? Either on a Sunday, Arba, or Wednesday, Umay l'Shabbat, or Friday. Avasheini v'chamishi loy, but not Monday, and not Thursday, also not Tuesday, we'll see in a minute. If you have schus avos, even though we're looking at before, definitely that there's no longer any schus avos, according to one amida. But if you have schus avos, then yak is done b'sheni v'chamishi. Then Monday and Thursday you can go ahead and let your blood. Why? It used to be before Ezra's takana that every single day, whenever somebody had an argument, or some litigants there, they would go to Bezdin. Otherwise, Bezdin didn't sit. Then Ezra made takana that every Monday and Thursday Bezdin should sit, so people can come into town and take care of their disputes. And when the Bezdin Shalmata sits, so too the Bezdin Shalmaila. She Bezdin Shalmaila v'Shalmata shavin ke'echad. The days that the Bezdin Shalmata sits, is Bezdin Shalmaila sits as well. So interesting. Before Ezra, so the kind of Ezra was major, was mammoth. Before Ezra, the Abish would judge us every day just like the Bezdin Shalmata. And then, when Ezra made the kanda that the Bezdin Shalmata should only judge us twice a week, Monday and Thursday, the Bezdin Shalmaila also decided to follow those rules and do it on Monday and Thursday. So therefore, on Monday and Thursday, the Abish is judging you. You've got to be very careful. Because maybe you don't deserve to be well afterwards. Now, okay, so we understand Monday and Thursday. Oh, but B'tlasa B'Shabbat my time of life. Why not on Tuesday? So Gemara says, Mishum Dekayim L'Madim B'Zuzi. We had the Gemara Arbe Psachim that pairs, that having sets of pairs is dangerous because the Shadim then have control. And Mazal Maidim, that seven Mazalas, and therefore every 7 hours they start the cycle all over again. And Mazel Maidim is a very bad omen, because they're the ones who handle plagues or viruses and all kinds of terrible things that are happening. And if on the same day you have twice Mazel Maidim appear on the same day, then it's even worse. Even though Mazel Maidim always is twice a day, but usually it's one at night, one in the day. And therefore it's not, the one at night nobody goes ahead to let blood, so therefore it doesn't matter, it's like a different day. But if twice in the same day itself, it's called Shatzam Chanchal. The way it works is that Tuesday night, when Abisha made the world, 6 o'clock at night, that's when the first thing started. And Shin is Shapsoi, and so it goes through all the different planets, including the sun and the moon. And Maadim is Mars, and so on. And therefore, because on Tuesday it comes out twice of the day, it's a bad day. Interesting. We say, on the one hand, we say it's a Yom Shukhah Bay Kitayv, all kinds of good things happen. But the Gemara says, when somebody's vulnerable and somebody's sick, Tuesday is not such a good day, because that's the day of Maidim is dominant. Freddy Gemara, new Maidim Shabbat and Nami Mekai Mezuzi, every Shabbos also, because you have it 10 o'clock in the morning and 6 o'clock again, you know, in the evening. So we answer, Kivan the Doshu Bei Rabim, because the fact is that on Fridays, people do go get bloodletting. So therefore, and in Shema Psoim Hashem, now why Dafka on Friday do they normally go? So Rashi explains, because he's supposed to eat a meal afterwards, and people couldn't afford anything, but on Friday night they were having a meal. They would have fish, because that's supposed to be very, you know, that's what the mitzvah to eat on Shabbos is, fish. And therefore, and fish is supposed to be therapeutic or very good for hakaza. So they ate, because they normally did on Friday, so even so most people did on Friday, and nothing happened. Shema Psoim Hashem. So I was thinking, this meaning that we have the between 6 and 7, we don't make Kiddush, because of Mazel Maadim, and why are we only worried about Friday? Why aren't we worried on Yom Tov, when Yom Tov falls out sometime when you can make Kiddush? It would seem, because Friday is a double. It's not stam a day of the week. During the week, it's only once, except Tuesday. And what do you call it? And Mazel Maidim, but the second one is in the day, so it doesn't really affect us. But Mazel Maidim on Friday is double, and therefore it's more serious than any other day of the week. But most people don't really keep it. For them, we'll say, like the Mar says right here, Shem Psoim Hashem, that on Friday, because they went through it, it's all right. But we, who come from, I guess, northern Europe, or Eastern Europe, we're in Russia, they used to have this minig, so then by us, you cannot say Shem Psoim Hashem, because the minig was to be careful. So we have to follow between 6 and 7, but others don't, because for them, because that wasn't their minig, so for them, they follow Shem Psoim Hashem. That's what it seems in the Gemara here. Then the Gemara continues. Amar Shmuel, Dalid dehu Dalid. Shmuel says that the fourth day of the week, that Wednesday is a good day to do it, or she says they're doing it on Wednesday. Dalid du Abesa. We're talking about if the fourth day of the month happens to be Wednesday, or if Wednesday happens to be the 14th. No, there's a 4 in it. Or Dalad du Esher Bo, if Wednesday happens to be the 24th. Or Dalad du Leka Abba Masrei. Or if Wednesday, but it's the last days of the month, you don't have another 4 days to end of the month. Sakanta. This is all a Sakanta. This is all a Sakana. It's a Sakana. It's a bad omen. Rosh Chodesh, Vesheni Loi, and Rosh Chodesh, and the next day after Rosh Chodesh, Chulsha, you're weak, so don't do bloodletting then either. Shlishi Loi Sakana. So that's only a week, but the third day is actually Sakana, so it is much worse. Mala Yoimet Toiva Chulsha, Erev Yom Tov is not a good idea to do it because you're weak. Mala Yoimet Datsarta, but Erev Shvuas is Sakana. The Gozu Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon will go, he said, Akula Mala Yoimet Toiva, Meshuv Yoimet Toiva, that's it. Even though other Yom Tov you're only weak, but it's all right. But if you call Erev Shvuas is Sakana, we decided not to have any bloodletting Erev Yom Tov. Now why? Why is Erev Shvuas Sakana? The Nafik Bezika, because a wind comes out, and Vishmei Tavoyach, and the name of that wind is called Tavoyach, which means literally it's a slaughter. And why is Erev Shavuos Dafka that this wind comes out? So he says here, because the Eloi Kabbal Yisrael Taita, the Eid would not have accepted the Taita, Havi Tavich Lehu Lebisrayu Uledemayu. He would have shechted them, like we're trying to say, I would have lifted the mountain and threatened you, and he would have shechted them. But Lechede is not talking about that, because that was on Shavuos itself. We're talking about Erev Shavuos. Erev Shavuos, they said Nasa V'Nishma. So maybe that's what he's talking about over here, because they wouldn't have said Nasa V'Nishma, this would have happened. Now, even though they said Nasa before then. They said Nasa on the second day. So why Davke Erev Shavuos? I'm not sure. In Parsha Mishpatim they said Nasa, and Ishmael in Parsha Yisrael said Nasa. So maybe, and they built the Mizbeach the Erev Shavuos. So maybe they said Nasa and Ishmael a different day than said Nasa. And they said Nasa and Ishmael on that day, which was Friday, Erev Shavuos. Omar Shmuel said, Ochal chita, let's say you ate wheat, and then the hekiz dam, and then you let your blood, you should know, the hekiz alois chita, the only thing you achieve was that wheat that you ate is gone, but nothing else. So you didn't gain anything as far as medicine goes concerned, I will call him ekel, but you did lighten, if you felt heavy, this definitely made you feel lighter. So in other words, it had another purpose, hakaza, not just for refuah, so your blood should circulate better, but also if you felt heavy from a heavy meal, they used to do bloodletting as well to make it feel lighter. If somebody makes his dam, you can drink, you should drink straight away. And achila, we said before, you should eat, but don't eat straight away. Ad chatzi meal, wait, a meal, according to some, takes 18 minutes to walk, so wait 9 minutes, half a meal. Some say it's 22 minutes, so wait 11 minutes. Yiboilu, shtiel, alter, you're saying that you drink straight away, mile is good. Ava basar, if you drink afterwards, kashi is bad, oidimala kashi, not good or bad, taiku. Yiboilu, another question, achila, eating, ad chatzi meal, hudikamayli. Eating, you say, until a half a meal, you should wait 9 minutes. That's good. Habasar hachi, but after 9 minutes. Umekameyocha, less than 9 minutes. Kashi is bad for you? Or yibala kashi lemaile? Lemaile, it's no good. Lemaile lemaile. It makes no difference. Teiku, questionable. Machriz Rav, Rav made an announcement. And he said that the following things are not really beneficial for you as far as eating is concerned. So, kari bezuza. He says, meya kari bezuza. If 100 pumpkins are worth a zuza, and it's very cheap, that is worth buying it. Otherwise, it's not that beneficial. Meya reishi, or 100 heads of an animal, bezuzah, if it's worth a zuzah, fine. Aba meya sfame, 100 lips from an animal, leikum, even if it has no, if it could give you for free, don't take it, because there's no value, no nutritional value. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes very strong that all of these gemaras, and this gemara he writes, all these things here, the gemara says about what's better for you and not better for you, you should not follow today. Because our systems are different and so on and so forth. Rav Yosef Kavini ben Avuna, Rav Yosef writes Kavini ben Avuna. When I was ben Avuna, Yom the Pagav Rabbanon, there was a day. According to Rashi, it was a lazy day. Interesting that you had lazy days in those days as well. That they were lazy for coming to shul. So he called it Amri Ha'idne Yom from today is a lip day. And below your dynamite Amar, we had no idea what he was talking about. And now we understand. Because just like the lips of an animal are worthless, so too, this day was a lip day. Taisha says he doesn't believe it ever was a lazy day, but Tamir Chamim, he just said that they were weak that day. And therefore they weren't able to learn. For whatever reason, they were weak that day. Second mother, you go back to the Mishnah, it says there, if you give birth, the koishin hatabur, you tie together the bilgur cord, the navel. Tell about me, learn. Koishin hatabur, he says, avchoitchin, that they would cut it as well. Not only they would tie it up, but they would actually cut it down. On Shabbos, you're allowed to. Now, what did they do? The toimnin hashilya, they would take that, the shilya, this embryonic sac, and they would hide it. Kedesh yachem havlad, somehow or another, that even though you didn't wrap the child with the shil placenta, which is a whole movement today to do that, supposed to be good for the baby, they would bury this embryonic sac, and they said somehow or another, if the sac is there buried, it's a zgula, it's a good omen for the child. Amar Yisbach benoish malachim that those who were aristocrats or the royalty toimnes bisfalun shoshemen, they would place it in these jugs of oil. Benoish hashirim, who couldn't afford that, bisfoigim shal tzemer, they would place it in wool. Benoish anim poor bemuchin in cotton, amar or soft material. Amar nachem rabbi vuam rabbi alochi rabbi alochi rabbi yisi lali even cut it. Rabbi nachem rabbi vuam rabbi meidech chamu rabbi yisi chamu say not allowed to cut just tie it. Nevertheless, they agreed to the chamu to rabbi yisi betover shashnei tonight because you have twins shechaitchin that then you're allowed to definitely cut it. My time in micha though they pull to each other and it's dangerous. Rabbi nachem rabbi vuam rabbi kolah amar pashatecha oisin lechayeh b'shabbes. He said that whatever they were told by Yecheskel gave them a chelik and said that this you guys won't have this. If all happened, all of those things are permitted to do on Shabbos. All those things are permitted to do on Shabbos. Yecheskel reprimanded the Yidden that the Eibishter denied these. He pointed out all the wonderful things the Eibishter did for them, and actually the word Teichah means to point out and to that this is what you did wrong. And he goes through a list. Shenemar to the pasuk, Umolda Sayich, and those who gave birth, Beyim who led us, Isach, on the day you were born, like Koras Shareich, that he did not cut your Korach, he's a biblical cord. Uvemayim, and in water, Leiru Chatzta Lemishi, that you weren't soaked in water, Vamaliach, Leim Lachta, nor were you salted. Now, what exactly did they use? Salt for a little baby, I guess, I don't know, cleanse the blood or something. The hechte lechutalta, and nor were you what do you call it? Were you pushed together? What does that mean? Umalad Rabbi Yehuda led us. Mekan from here learn out. We learn out all of these things you're allowed to do in Shabbos. That you know, giving birth from mekan learn out. Shemi yaldin lava Shabbos. Allowed to give birth on Shabbos. Loi kore shorev didn't cut open your umbilical cord. Mekan shechayt panatabur from here that ayat Rabbi Yosi that you're allowed to cut the umbilical cord by Shabbos on Shabbos. Uvemayim loi lechatzta lemishi didn't wash you in water. The Misha to make it, you know, very smooth. Mekan shereichin of Lab Shabbos. Maybe learn out. You're allowed to wash a baby on Shabbos. The Hamelach and the Sod Loyim Lachta. You didn't sold. Mekan shemolchin of Lab Shabbos. Maybe learn out that you're allowed to salt of Lab on Shabbos. And the idea of the salt is to make it. I guess Rashi says to make it harder or something. I'm not sure exactly what they did. But somehow the salt made the baby harder. And the last thing was v'hochte loychutold mekan from healing out shemelafafin have a lad b'shabbos that they would wrap the child in some kind of thing and try to make it smooth. We had before you're not allowed to take and push all the varim together because maybe it's called tikkun guf, but this is not tikkun guf. This is just to wrap the child and to make you know to, a bit smoother, and that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. So this Mishnah leads into the next page. It's about a bris, what you're allowed to do on Shabbos, what exactly you're allowed to do. So hadna lach mefanin, and we'll continue tomorrow, mitzvah Hashem.